Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. The Chiefs are moving to Kansas. We have the story.
Teen shot in North Wichita. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Wichita police investigate possible drug overdoses. I'm Dan O'Neill.
A man is in custody after a standoff with police that lasted several hours near 17th and Waco in North Wichita. Around 6:30 Monday evening, police were called for reports of a burglary and to close down the area. The police say a woman who lived in the area returned to her home to find her ex-boyfriend who refused to leave. A police spokesman, Andrew Ford.
That victim feared for her life, grabbed her baby, and exited the residence. Now, let me be clear. He grabbed a knife while the female was inside of him and told the female he would kill police if they responded.
Around 11:40, the man attempted to leave the home when SWAT and 8 canine units apprehended him. And police are investigating a shooting in southwest Wichita early today. Just after 2:45, officers called to the 2300 block of West Greenfield. They found a 23-year-old man with a gunshot wound to the neck. He was hospitalized in critical condition. It appears that another person was injured less seriously. Police have not released any more details about this case.
The Kansas City Chiefs football franchise moving from its home in Missouri at Arrowhead Stadium across the river to Kansas.
Kansas lawmakers approved a proposal Monday to help pay for a new stadium for the NFL franchise, which has lured the Chiefs across the Missouri-Kansas border. The Chiefs have entered into an agreement with the state of Kansas to start hosting games in a dome stadium beginning with the 2031 season.
Today's announcement ensures that for generations to come, Chiefs fans will have the best game day experience in the entire National Football League.
That was Chiefs owner Clark Hunt, as the organization originally planned a $800 million renovation of Arrowhead Stadium, where the team has played since 1972, but Jackson County, Missouri voters defeated a local sales tax extension, which would have helped pay for the renovations. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
The original plan was to build a the current plan is to build a $3 billion domed stadium in Kansas in Wyandotte County.
A teenage boy was injured in a shooting in North Wichita Monday afternoon in the 2600 block of North Fairview. This is near 25th at Arkansas. Public information officer Andrew Ford says the boy had been shot in the backyard of a home.
When officers arrived on location, they located a 14-year-old male with a gunshot wound to the upper torso. Wichita police officers and EMS
provided life-saving measures to that male, and he was transported to hospital in critical condition.
Police say three other teens were in the yard when officers arrived. No arrests have been made.
Two people were found dead in the basement of a home in northeast Wichita.
It began just before 9:30 Monday morning in the 1600 block of North Glendale near 13th and Oliver. EMS responded to the report of a man having chest pains. He was found and transported to an area hospital for treatment. However, a neighbor, realizing the man did not live at the residence, decided to enter the home. On further inspection, he found a man and woman unresponsive in the basement. First responders said that the pair were pronounced deceased a short time later. Investigators say it may have been due to a possible overdose. The investigation is ongoing. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The U.S. is pursuing an oil tanker. Fox's Kevin Cork has the story.
The Coast Guard's pursuit of a third sanctioned oil tanker near Venezuela comes as the administration intensifies its pressure campaign on Nicolas Maduro, which includes a sweeping blockade of the waters off his country's coast, targeting illicit oil shipments and so-called dark fleet vessels. An administration official telling our Lucas Tomlinson the sanctioned dark fleet vessel is part of Venezuela's illegal sanctions evasion. It is flying a false flag and under a judicial seizure order. Reuters made time is reporting that another official says that tanker is operating under sanctions.
Venezuela has accused the U.S. of piracy. China, which was the destination of one of the seized tankers, has called the seizures a violation of international law. The U.S. has also conducted military strikes on alleged drug boats from Venezuela, killing at least 100 people and drawing questions over the legality of the operation. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And we're about 10 minutes out from our prize, Tuesday edition of our Mitch Holtis Daily Update. The Chiefs playing in a couple nights on Christmas night, so we'll have Mitch live coming up in about 10 minutes.
Some new battleships will be called Trump Class. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News, I'm now 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock, 44 degrees. President Donald Trump's name is being attached to a new class of U.S. battleships that will have nuclear capabilities. Making the announcement at an event at Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate in Florida, Navy Secretary John Phelan referred to the warships as, quote, Trump-class battleships and said a forthcoming vessel dubbed the USS Defiant will be, quote, the largest, deadliest, and most versatile and best-looking warship anywhere on the world's oceans, unquote.
New details surfacing about the man officials believe is responsible for the shooting at Brown University earlier this month.
Syracuse professor Scott Watson says he studied physics with the shooter, Claudio Neves Valente, 25 years ago at Brown. Watson says they were both socially awkward. He remembers Neves Valente, a Portuguese national, being frustrated with Brown University, dropping out after only three semesters. He was shocked his former friend opened fire in Brown University's engineering and physics building, a place they took many classes together, killing two students and injuring nine others. Days later, police say the shooter drove to Boston and gunned down a world-renowned MIT physics professor who was his classmate in Portugal 30 years ago.
In Providence, Brooke Taylor, Fox News.
Colorado is facing a $24 million federal funding cut. This concerns illegal commercial driver's licenses.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy tossing out the threat over what he says is the state's slow response to correcting a major violation of federal regulations. An audit found that 22% of the commercial licenses issued by Colorado to immigrants were illegal. Duffy says the state is slow walking the required purge of those licenses. No immediate response from Democratic Governor Jared Polis. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Wichita's warm winter won't last forever, and the Second Light Shelter is preparing for helping the city's homeless in colder weather. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
I want to remind people that the city's 24/7, 365-day shelter is open, and they are allowing anyone over the age of 18 to have sheltering. And I had the opportunity to tour the Second Light shelter on Friday.
Wu says the shelter is looking at ways to serve more homeless people. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Stephen 10 in the Morning show here on KNSS. KNSS News time now, 8:12, 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic right now in the Wichita area. The biggest problem we're seeing out there, or rather not seeing, is, well, the fog. There's plenty of fog out there, but the visibility. Eisenhower National Airport has visibility listed here in Wichita at a little over a tenth of a mile. Getting very heavy fog is out there. We're actually starting to see things backing up right now around I-235 and Kellogg. And just be very, very careful out there. Visibility, definitely a problem on the traffic cameras here in the Wichita area. On a lot of them, it's difficult to see the road from the camera that's on the pole. That's how thick the fog is you can't really even see the traffic cameras in some places. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Looked out the window a while ago, and it just could barely see the trees out in our parking lot. Probably less than 100 feet from here. All right, let's take a look at the forecast now with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Areas of low clouds and fog this morning. Otherwise, another beautiful afternoon. Sunshine, southeast wind 5 to 10 and a high of 65. Becoming cloudy tonight, overnight low 44. Clouds and fog on Wednesday morning, then partly cloudy during the afternoon, high 69. Mostly sunny, a little breezy, and the warmest Christmas on record coming to Wichita with a high of 73. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
And now we have fog and 44 degrees and calm, no wind. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, it was on this date. This is December 23rd. On this date, in 1783, U.S. General George Washington resigned his military commission as Commander-in-Chief of the Army. He resigned that to Congress. Of course, Reese did that so he could run for President of the United States. There you go. He was our first president. I understand it, Ted. Let's see here. You've got, we got this so much excitement in the state right now about this, the Chiefs coming over to the Kansas side. And any idea why the folks in Missouri, I guess they just didn't want to pay the taxes anymore on the stadium there.
Yeah. They had several chances to, pass tax packages and keep the Chiefs in Missouri. In fact, the last one they did, they were voted down pretty overwhelmingly.
Apparently they're taxed
which
out.
Which obviously tells the Chiefs, hey, we're going to look elsewhere. If you don't want us here, fine. We'll find someone who does want us.
Well, and does the Star Bonds thing, it doesn't take money directly out of anybody's pocket, but I can't see. There's not too much downside to it as far as financing without raising taxes, I guess. So there you go. The Chiefs, of course. I know you've been a follower. I've followed the Chiefs since when they – first came to light back in, when was their first year? 66?
65. As a franchise?
As a franchise in Dallas.
62.
62.
Early 60s. Yep.
It was part of the old NFL. When I was growing up, early years, they didn't have an AFL, American Football League. They had the NFL, and they were just these teams, and they never cracked it. So they started this fledgling other league called the AFL and brought in, teams have made franchises in Houston.
And boy, did it work.
Oakland, different places, and they played a different kind of football.
Every decision they made was just great.
It was a different thing. I think he got a contract from ABC, maybe?
Probably, because ABC needed
ABC
programming.
ABC would do things.
They were the youngest network.
And it was just different brand of football. I mean, they would air it out. It was more like Canadian.
They were way ahead of their time.
Yeah, a lot of passing, so... And then finally, they got so big, they just had to merge. But now we've got the Chiefs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
How about that?
Uh-huh.
It'll be an interesting process to see how things happen in the next 6 years.
They're going to be playing Thursday night, Christmas night, huh?
Yes.
All right.
So we'll get to that. We're expecting Mitch Holtis to join us
just
pretty shortly here.
Usually he does his thing with us on Friday, as you've been telling folks this morning. But because of the Thursday night game, where are they playing? Are they playing in Kansas City or are they playing on the road?
It's in Kansas City, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah, they've already played in Denver.
Okay. So they play in Denver, which has got, you know, one of the hottest teams there is right now.
Yeah.
They're very hot.
Denver Broncos are the number one team in the National Football League right now.
How about that?
They finally knocked the Chiefs off their perch in the division that they've been at for so many years.
Yeah, there you go.
We can go ahead and do some sports.
Let's go ahead.
Tell us
a little sports this morning, Ted.
Yeah, we had, of course, we've been talking about the stadium move, but we've also got some other things going on, including college men's basketball. The 17th-ranked Kansas won last night in Lawrence, beat Davidson 90-61. So the Jayhawks go into the Christmas break on a four-game winning streak with a record of 10-3 on the season. Trey White had 18 points and 8 rebounds, and Flory Badunga also had 18 points and 8 rebounds. So the Jayhawks are 10-3 going into Christmas break. Last night in the NBA, the Cleveland Cavaliers went at home, beat the Charlotte Hornets 139-132, snapping a three-game losing streak. In the starting lineup for the Cavaliers, Dean Wade, the former Kansas State Wildcat, made 4 three-pointers. He had 14 points and 7 rebounds. So the Cavaliers get the win last night. Also playing for the Cavs off the bench, former Wichita State Shocker Craig Porter Jr. played a few minutes, made a basket for his 2 points. The Cavaliers in the number 7 spot in the Eastern Conference. And, of course, tonight we will be taking a look at Talking Chiefs on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight, hosted by Mitch Holtis over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. As I'm sure Stadium Talk will be dominating a lot of that. And the Chiefs play on Christmas night against the first place team in the league, the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos. And one more Chiefs note to quarterback Gardner Minshew, of course, the backup to Patrick Mahomes. Minshew messed up his left knee in the game on Sunday. Did not tear his ACL, but he is still out for the season.
So bad, yeah.
So the Chiefs are still down to their third string quarterback and maybe even further than that. So we'll see what happens. We'll talk about that tonight. We're on the Chiefs Kingdom Show. Happy birthday today to a pretty good baseball player that came through here. Jerry Manuel is 72 today. He was Wichita Arrows infielder back in 1982. But he really kind of made his mark as a manager in the major league. 700 wins in the big leagues as a manager in 9 years, including 6 years with the Chicago White Sox. And he was the American League Manager of the Year back in 2000 with the White Sox. And he was also the bench coach for the Florida Marlins when they won the World Series back in 1997. Huh. So former Wichita Arrows infielder Jerry Manuel, it's his birthday. He is 72 years old today. And in Monday Night Football last night, the San Francisco 49ers went on the road in Indianapolis, beat the Colts 48-27. As starting at offensive right guard for the 49ers, Dominic Pooney, former Kansas Jayhawk, played on all 66 snaps on offense. And that was a great offensive line last night, only allowed one sack the entire game, paved the way for 145 yards on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And the 49ers have won 5 in a row. They're already in the playoffs, and they are 11-4 now on the season. Pretty good team right there, the 49ers, and got a former Jayhawk helping out right there on the offensive line. That's sports with Steve and Ted, and sports is brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, where groups gather for holiday fun. Beers with the boys, girls' night out, or a glass of wine with a longtime friend. WBC is the place where groups gather for the holidays. East, West, and historic Delano. That's Wichita Brewing Company, pizza and beer made here.
Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS, just minutes away from the Hannity Morning Minute. And we'll be doing that here in just a few minutes with Stephen 10. It's 8:21 right now and 44 degrees at KNSS.
And here he is, the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. As we say, good morning, Mitch.
Good morning, Theodore. Good morning, Stephen, and Merry Christmas to the both of you. Yeah, a lot going on up here, especially yesterday. With the announcement that the Chiefs are going to build 2 facilities in Kansas. And so, it's been, with an interesting hours here and with a game on Christmas night. So there's a lot going on here, boys.
Well, I just
by the way, brought to you by Wichita Federal Credit Union, right, Ted?
Yes,
Wichita Federal Credit Union.
They snuck in there, and then they got the vaulted Christmas spot on the roster.
Very, very astute draft by my friends at Wichita Federal Credit Union. They made their move. That's what you do. You make your move with Wichita Federal Credit Union, WichitaFCU.com. So, yes, I thought, man, that's a tricky maneuver. I looked at you. You were at your Mel Kiper desk, and you raised your eyebrow with that Ted Woodward look of, like, interesting pick here, thinking outside the box by Wichita Federal Credit Union.
Well, they just the Chiefs are moving over to the Kansas side because they want you to have a little less commute there to go to the ball game.
You know how this is going to work. By the time that thing's up and running, it'll be I'll be with you playing shuffleboard and eating oatmeal.
There you go.
And, talk about the night that we were getting inducted into the Kansas Association of Broadcasters Hall of Fame on the same night.
Yep.
But it's pretty exciting for the state. This is going to affect Wichita, I think, in a profound way, and the Wichita area. Because if you start hosting Final Fours, you start hosting college football playoff games, a bowl game, you're going to get dynamic entertainment with a world-class facility, and you're going to have vacation possibilities. You're going to be able to visit these places in April, May, and June and have a little mini vacation. Sean Finley, you know, the guy that I talk about, the godfather of Wichita, the Michael Corleone of Wichita, he likes to get his lady away for some quick getaways. This is going to give him a new opportunity to have incredible fun, interactive. Think about having an interactive dinner with Patrick Mahomes playing a Super Bowl while you're eating. Like, that, this is the kind of stuff that could happen. And then you're going to have whatever SoFi and Allegiant Stadium is, plus, and that's going to be in the environs of Wichita. It will affect the entire region. And so there will be benefit here for Wichita, direct and sublime.
Of course, the Chiefs have a very, very, very quick turnaround. Play on Christmas night, two nights from now, against the top team in the league, the Denver Broncos, in prime time on Thursday night. And, of course, that'll be right here on KNSS. We must ask you, how does this Chiefs-Broncos matchup on Christmas night somehow relate to Wichita State Shocker football as part of our Eddie Plapa Kansas City Chiefs moving over to Kansas Jolly Old St. Nick update?
Well, there's two things here, actually, Steve. Take off your elf hat, take your forehead or your palm of your hand and slap it against your forehead. Two things. Stadium issue, right? 1968, they're starting. Veterans Field has been there since 1946. Mm-hmm. Yep. 15,000 people. They're going, what if we put we're going to double the capacity of Cessna Stadium, then Veterans Field, and let's do that. So they decide in 1968 to do it. The Cessna company gives them $300,000, woo, for a $1.5 million project.
Think of
Austin Powers here in Dr. Evil. $1 million, and all the rest of them start laughing. This Chiefs project is going to be $4.4 billion. Okay, not to make fun of it, but because at the time it was a deal, right?
Yeah.
And so, and they opened it up 1969 against Utah State and won the game 17-7. The other one would be, I hope the Chiefs, who have nobody left, we're in the Alamo, and it's they're coming over the walls. I hope it's not the South Carolina game where they lost 73-0, Wichita State to South Carolina. Because right now, boys, oof, we're digging in, but how much ammo do we have left? We're out of troops, and we're playing the backups to the backups to the backups, and I'm not making it up. So anyway, you can't have backups to backups to the backups and go to South Carolina and play if you don't have a team, or you can't get a new stadium if you don't have a team. So bring it back, boys, bring it back, and Merry Christmas to the two of you. You guys are awesome.
Now, but if they lose one more quarterback, you better suit up and get out there, bud.
We are working out Alex Zukowski today, actually.
Yeah.
And Jim Klisanen.
We may see a Colonel Travis and Davy Crockett on the offensive line before this thing's over. Hey, Mitch.
Oh, yeah. I just drew the line in the sand, crossed the line. You're either in or out.
Okay. Hey, Merry Christmas, as we say. Thank you, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch, and Happy Festivus.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Shibbity, Merry Christmas.
There he goes, Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Chiefs.
Thanks, Mitch.
Chiefs play on Thursday night, and of course, we're glad to have Mitch with us here, and we'll have Mitch again one more time next week for a big finale.
Coming up the Hannity Morning Minute, Sean looks at the future of Obamacare. That's on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 44 degrees here at KNSS. Kansas lawmakers approved a proposal Monday to use taxpayer funding to help pay for a new stadium for the Kansas City Chiefs. And they're expected to connect with the NFL franchise across the state line from Missouri and replace the current Arrowhead Stadium, which has been the home of the team since 1972. The plan is to build a $3 billion dome stadium in Wyandotte County. Kansas Governor Laurie Kelly says,
people needed to see Kansas for what it is, a place of innovation, a place where big things happen, a place where young people can pursue their dreams. Truly the best place to live, work, and raise a family.
The original plan for the Chiefs was to have an $800 million renovation of Arrowhead.
A medical plane on its way to Mexico crashing in Galveston Bay in Texas yesterday. Fox's Angie Rodriguez with the latest.
According to the Mexican consulate here in Houston, five people are dead. One person was missing and is presumed to be dead. And two people are the only survivors of this plane crash. We do know that three Navy officers are dead. One of those was the missing person presumed to be dead. And from the civilians, there were a total of four. Two of those died and two are the survivors. We did know originally this was a medical flight for a one-year-old child that was on his way from here in the U.S. to Mexico.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Unfortunately, it was one of the victims.
And the cause of that crash is currently under investigation.
Steve at 10 in the morning. KNS has 44 degrees now. Three big things. U.S. Coast Guard pursuing a Venezuelan tanker. Two others have been seized so far carrying sanctioned oil. 14-year-old boy critically injured in a shooting in North Wichita. Kansas City Chiefs moving their football franchise to Kansas with a $3 billion dome stadium planned for Wyandotte County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic this morning here in the Wichita area. Biggest problem is the fog. Visibility definitely down. Visibility at Eisenhower National Airport here in Wichita is listed at a little over a tenth of a mile. So very low visibility. Just be extra careful this morning. It's bad enough that looking at some of these traffic cameras, can't actually see the roads from the tops, from the cameras that are on the tops of the pole. So some very, very heavy fog here in the Wichita area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Dense fog this morning, becoming mostly sunny today with a high of 63 degrees. Mostly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 45. Wednesday, dense fog, then partly sunny. Tomorrow's high 67 degrees. Now fog and 44 degrees. Calm, no wind at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Good day to be out on the patio as the sun comes out later on at the Monarch. Bring your friends to the Monarch, West Douglas, in historic Delano. Steve, it's 10 in the morning, and trading's underway on Wall Street. The Dow is down by almost 9 points this morning, and the S&P is down just about the same, around 8 points. And now the NASDAQ. They started off in the, all of them in the red. Now they're up. They're up. They're going the other way. I beg your pardon. So now, let me rephrase that. Dow's up by almost 9. S&P's up 8. And the NASDAQ's up 37. Steve and Ted in the morning.
And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita is among the 50 best places to live in the United States. That's according to an analysis of 150 metros by online retail platform Rent Cafe. Wichita ranking number 49 for its low cost of living, job market, education, competitive rental market. Rent Cafe analyzed metros on 17 metrics across local economy, quality of life, location, community, and how well an area supports residents' overall well-being, comfort, and social engagement. It found the Midwest was the top region to live. Six metros in the top 20 there, including Kansas City, for its affordability and active social scene. In Wichita, the cost of living was a big factor in the ranking. Its affordability at 11.2% below the national average and more than a half percent lower from the previous year.
Cheesecake Factory is pushing its plans forward for a Wichita location in Bradley Fair. The Business Journal first reported that the Cheesecake Factory applied in October for a building permit valued at $3 million at the site of the former Outback Steakhouse near 21st and Rock. There was nearly early speculation that whether Cheesecake Factory would open its full-size restaurant or a smaller footprint in Wichita or one of its other restaurant brands. But new building plans reviewed by the Business Journal confirm it will be Cheesecake Factory's flagship brand, as well as detail the restaurant size, layout, seating, parking, and more. According to the plans, the Cheesecake Factory will be a one-story restaurant totaling almost 9,900 square feet with a full bar and two outdoor covered patio places, spaces. Cheesecake Factory locations are typically between 7,000 and 10,000 square feet. A building permit does not appear to have been issued yet. It will be required before crews can begin construction on the new and long-awaited and anticipated Cheesecake Factory. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. And the editor of the journal, Kirk Siminoff, who usually does these updates, is taking a little time off here at Christmas and much-deserved rest. He's been slaving over a hot microphone with you and me now for several months, right, Ted?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stephen, 10 in the morning is today is National Christmas Movie Marathon Day. Time to, it says snuggle up in your warm blanket, but obviously you're not going to be snuggling today with a warm blanket. But sit down in front of the tube, get some beverages going, and enjoy just one after another. As many as you can crowd in one day, I guess.
Huh? Or have you be like us and you have to work.
Well, yeah.
You actually have a job.
Yeah, we have to work kind of. You know, we're at the mercy of the scheduling, and we hope that they get something on when we're available to watch, but I'm sure they will. All right, let's see. Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. So, yeah, we got to hear from Mitch a little early. The Chiefs playing Thursday night, a Christmas night game, and wow, tough season. Tough season.
Yeah, kind of a lost season for
a lot of injuries. Yep. And it's just, yeah, even interior linemen, people who are vital, and Al Mahomes and the backup quarterback, and now the backup.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In there, and what happens if he goes down? Is there anybody there? Do you know?
Well, we keep, get the next guy.
They probably got somebody, some guy.
Yeah, they signed another guy.
They probably signed somebody that it's been around the NFL for a while. Mm-hmm. He needs a gig for a little bit. You never know. Might find something good there. All right.
Make it through two more games.
You'll be hearing that game, of course, Christmas night, if you want to, right here.
Yes.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are the radio connection to the Kansas City Chiefs, soon to be in Kansas. Well, a few years. Glenn Beck coming up here this morning with Stephen Denner and KNSS. And top of the hour news, we talk about the Chiefs moving to Kansas. And if you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, check out the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, the Dana Lash Show. News updates all day. Steve at 10 in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
This Christmas. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.